Livestock standards. Brussels groups criticize German labeling reform. Von Fleischwirtschaft.de und Age. Vom, the 26th of June 2026. Brussels. While the European Commission is still reviewing Germany's draft law on animal husbandry labeling, opposition is growing from parts of the European agricultural and food industry. The think tank Farm Europe and the industry association Eat Europe are sharply criticizing the planned amendment to Germany's Animal Husbandry Labeling Act. The trigger is the draft that the German government recently submitted to the European Commission for notification. Both organizations are calling on Brussels to reject the proposed law. Their main criticism is that the mandatory classification system provided for in the law would create new trade barriers and distort the single market. Farm Europe and Eat Europe emphasize that they fundamentally share the goal of greater transparency for consumers. However, they warn that numerous specific provisions of the law could effectively become technical barriers to trade. According to both organizations, the requirements for European importers of pork and processed meat products for the German market go well beyond the EU's minimum standards. No added value for animal welfare. Farm Europe and Eat Europe do not see any added value for animal welfare in the amendment. Both organizations argue that EU law, together with existing control systems, already provides sufficient safeguards. At the same time, they say, the amendment undermines the work of the millions of European livestock farmers who already meet the high EU standards in the areas of animal welfare, food safety, and the environment. Classification systems could unfairly penalize certain farming methods across the board, regardless of whether actual improvements have been made on a specific farm. Ultimately, this misleads consumers. Instead, both organizations advocate for a harmonized EU approach. This is the only way to counteract the fragmentation of regulations among member states and ensure a level playing field in the single market. Strategy to combat declining livestock populations. Both associations have high expectations for the planned EU livestock farming strategy. This strategy should explicitly recognize the strategic importance of European livestock farming. According to media reports, the Commission plans to counteract a further decline in livestock populations in the EU. The goal is to reverse the trend of declining livestock populations by 2040, while also enabling the sector to operate profitably. Farm Europe is a think tank founded in Brussels in 2015 that focuses on agricultural and food policy, particularly the Common Agricultural Policy. It is funded by contributions from partners and members, including prominent French agricultural organizations such as FNSEA, Crédit Agricole, Groupama, Invivo, and Avril. Eat Europe, on the other hand, is a multi-stakeholder association founded in Brussels in 2024 that, according to its own statements, represents the entire food value chain. It has close personnel ties to the Italian Farmers Association Coldiretti. In addition to Coldiretti, its supporting organizations include the Filiera Italia Association and Farm Europe.